groups at medtronic.com/community.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, offering gourmet foods and fresh flowers with a different accent. English Hedgerow also offers coordinated catering and decoration for weddings, parties, and corporate events. English Hedgerow on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana.
It's 12:30. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Jason Croft is our technical director today. My name is Celeste Quinn, and sitting next to me in the studio, Tom Rogers. He has our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Two teenagers have been found dead in a house fire in the Ford County town of Gibson City. County Coroner Doug Wallace says 13-year-old Madison Moore and 14-year-old Shanna Radakovich were found in the home's basement. Firefighters got the call just before 5 o'clock this morning. The police chief in Gibson City, Steve Cushman, says two adults in the home escaped after they were awoken by a smoke detector. The adults were treated at a local hospital and released. One was Moore's mother. Authorities say the girls were having a sleepover at Moore's house. Fire investigators and police are still at the home trying to narrow down a cause. Constraints on instructional space are prompting Parkland College trustees to issue $25 million in debt for construction and maintenance work. And if the proposal and the proposal, rather, to fund bonds by raising taxes could wind up before voters if enough of them living in the community college's district sign a petition requesting it. Trustees say that referendum likely wouldn't occur until the early 2010. Taxes would go up about 3.5 cents for every $100 of assessed value, or nearly $16 a year on a $150,000 home. The first project involves building a 77,000-square-foot facility for engineering, science, and technology courses. Vice President for Academic Services Chris Young says classes like welding and collision repair are at capacity in cramped rooms with students on waiting lists. She says that's forcing the schedule of some courses at non-traditional times, but Parkland is doing its best to meet the schedules.
Community college students, as you may know, often have responsibilities that the stereotypical traditional collegian may not have. Many of our students have families. Many of our students are working or caring for other individuals and their families. So we try to be very responsive when they're voting with their registrations at certain times of the day.
Young says other rooms on campus, like lounges or student activity areas, have been converted into instructional or office space. Phase one of the $86 million campus master plan also includes upgrades to existing classrooms at Parkland, as well as roof repair and elevator upgrades. The Illinois legislature's annual fall session starts tomorrow without the Illinois House. Most of the work normally handled in the fall was accomplished in a series of sessions over the summer, as lawmakers clashed with Governor Blagojevich. So the House has canceled the first 3 days of its session, but the state Senate meets this week, and senators face some big leadership decisions. Senate President Emil Jones is retiring, so Democrats need to pick a new leader, and Minority Leader Frank Watson suffered a stroke and is stepping down from that post. That means Republicans will also choose a new leader. Those decisions won't be made this week, but senators will have a chance to discuss their options and do a little behind-the-scenes campaigning. A panel of Indiana lawmakers studying illegal immigration couldn't agree on major legislation to propose in the upcoming session. The group couldn't agree on a more minor bill either, and barely approved a report outlining its previous meetings. The committee's disagreements are a sign that immigration bills proposed in the 2009 session could again spur impassioned speeches, political maneuvering, and long hours of committee meetings with no guarantee of a resolution. Republican State Senator Mike Delf of Carmel says getting immigration legislation passed will definitely be a challenge, but he says he's going to give it a try. A previous bill to crack down on companies that hire illegal workers failed to pass the Indiana General Assembly. New language for a neighborhood plan calls for the city of Urbana and Carl Foundation Hospital to negotiate a solution that provides new housing to replace any homes that may be torn down for future hospital expansion. Last night, the Urbana City Council worked out the language for the Crystal Lake Neighborhood Planning Committee. It'll give a final vote next week. It replaces previous language that Carl Hospital officials opposed because they believed it made them solely responsible for finding replacement housing. Mayor Laurel Prussing says that's not the city's intention. She reads the replacement language endorsed by the council.
If residences are removed due to Carl expansion, the city and Carl Foundation shall negotiate in consultation with the people of the neighborhood to provide energy-efficient replacement housing.
The replacement language also cites Carl's previous statements that it wants to be part of the solution if future hospital expansion leads to homes being torn down. No Carl officials were at last night's meeting except for Alderwoman Lynn Barnes, who recused herself from the neighborhood plan discussion because she's a Carl vice president. But Mayor Prussing says Carl officials have indicated they had no problems with an earlier draft. Veterans Day is being marked around East Central Illinois with the customary flag raisings and playing of taps, but the growing lists of veterans from the current wars are giving the day a new dimension. It also means changes in the American Legion, an organization that served as a fraternal organization for vets since after World War I. Its past national commander, Marty Knatzer of DeLand, says Legion posts are adding services for children and families, particularly those of military personnel currently in Iraq and Afghanistan. Knatzer says the Legion is backing up the support services already provided by the National Guard and Reserve.
We're working with them to help support them in places to have meetings, support groups where like groups of people can sit down and talk about their problems. And we raise a lot of money, but we also are there when they need someone to listen to them, when they need somebody to point them in the right direction.
Knatzer spoke this morning at a small ceremony at Urbana's Legion Post. Champaign County vets will mark the day at 1 o'clock this afternoon at the county courthouse's war memorial. And earlier this morning, the village of Savoy dedicated a brand new memorial of its own. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.